Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, are you going to continue some of the online shopping habits that you picked up during the past year? Maybe your food shop or lots of other things. And are you confident that if you're, you know, you're clicking on a link on social media that you know that it's a safe site, especially when you're putting your credit card details in? Well, on the line to give us some more online shopping safety tips, we have Graeme Mulhern of Be Secure Online. Graeme, how big of an issue is it, just that issue of online security? Are people being scammed a lot still?
Well, hi again, Wendy. Yeah, of course they are. And people just need to be that little bit more careful. The scamsters are getting better at it. There are more of them. There are more YouTubers and vloggers and bloggers with commercial sites to their business and their blogs. And they're getting better at it. And I mean, you can build a website now, a fully commercial website, in lots of the things like WordPress, pretty much for free. So a lot of these people are able to put it up at very, very low cost, like less than a couple of hundred quid, and they're in business. And these businesses are sidearms to their YouTube or their Instagram or TikTok channels. And there might not be a lot of veracity or truth or honesty or even indeed security. So yeah, it's got a lot easier and people need to be a little bit more aware of it. So I'm sure we'll help people now over the next few minutes.
Yeah, and Graeme, a lot of these things can be very sophisticated. I know myself, I've seen where an entire website, it looks legitimate, it looks like a big brand website, the website's being cloned, they put up a too good to be true offer, getting loads of cash, and then the website's gone the next day.
And hey presto, wasn't that quick? Yeah, and it doesn't take that much effort. And in fact, I receive emails every other day because I have a particular thing on one of my websites where there are people in the Far East and India who will do this for you for literally a couple of hundred USDs and or US dollars. And they talk about being up and running within 15 days with over 500 products, taking in any currency you like. So it's relatively easily done, and you can abscond with the cash in an old-fashioned rip-off.
So what should people do then? How do you know, especially say, for example, clicking these external links, how do you know if something is secure or not?
Well, one thing I've just reminded myself of is any of these Trustpilot websites, don't bother reading those Trustpilots. They're all in control of the vendor. So Trustpilot is kind of meaningless on these sort of self-verification things. You really need to be the scale of Alibaba or Amazon and be able to and let the bad reviews go through, because these aren't I great self-validating sort of Trustpilot type things. They're not to be believed. So ignore them. And there's a thing at the start of every URL, that's the website address that you click onto. So if you go to Brown Thomas, you'll notice that, you know, the HTTP thingy right at the top of the left-hand side?
Yeah.
Always check that that's got an S. So if you're going to Aer Lingus, Ryanair or Brown Thomas, I've mentioned two good Irish outlets there. You'll always notice there's an S, and the S is for security, and that's the first thing you want to look out for. Am I dealing with somebody who's paying at least $100 a year for a security? Like, we have it on all of our websites, and it's actually something you have to do, and you've got to pay for it. It's not free.
Okay, so what else should we be looking for in terms of shopping safety online? What checklist should we have, Graeme?
Common sense. Number one, the biggest one of all, too good to be true. Pricing is a big one. Many online retailers are known for trying to build a bit of a buzz off the very, very low cost. Try and mess around the back end of the website. Like, look at their contact pages. Look at their help us pages. Read, if this is now, I'm not talking about shopping with Ryanair, Brown Thomas or Dunn Stores. This is, they're clearly well-known brands that are using their websites to rebuild their business. But if it's somebody that's smaller, check their privacy, check their contact us pages. And if you really want to see, make sure that you can see their address on Google Maps. So if you can, you can actually find their location. And if they are very, very uppity about not showing their location and not revealing phone numbers, these for me are big. These are big ticks against buying with them. And if you're really suspicious, stick their address in and check out their location on Google Maps.
And Graham, what about, you know, a lot of these websites, they say, do you want us to save your card details for future purchases? Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Oh, you know that's a bad idea. Come on. That's never a good idea. Fine with Ryanair. I keep mentioning the really big guys. But, I mean, we've got to have a little bit more sense. And in general, we don't want to save our credit card details with any retailer because our phone may get stolen or broken into. So the inconvenience of having to type in, and we're doing it so often, you probably will learn your credit card, debit card number.
That's equally so as generally dangerous don't. As some of us, yeah.
Generally don't. It's just it's 100% easier.
You on a list here, you have VPN on your phone. I know people will be saying, VPN, what is that?
Well, it was great. You asked me to do an interview and I sent you all the details. I'm a very good boy today. VPN is something I think everybody should put on their mobile phone. This is something that I think people need to take into consideration. Just because you have a very expensive Galaxy or iPhone, Samsung and Apple are not in the security business. They're not in the defend my credit card business. They're in the we sell phones business. And they are not in the security business. Please do not think that because you have bought an expensive 1,000 euro phone that you are secure. Security is something you must do for yourself. And it's a complete pain. It's like trying to lose weight. It isn't easy. But VPN will make you significantly safer. It's called virtual private networks. You can disguise your IP address. You can shield your details on your credit card if you're in a local coffee shop or, God willing, and soon we'll all be in airports. And that sort of thing. So it protects shoppers. It protects and shields all of your details. As they say about American Express, I wouldn't leave home without a VPN, and I don't.
Well, great advice as always, Graham. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. That's Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. If you want to check out his website, it's besecureonline.co.uk.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.